Ooh. Hello, GWA. This is Board Baker.
And this is Gate of Ivory.
And this is not the November night you are looking for.
No, it is not.
So, we decided to mix it up, but don't worry, we will get back to a November night, because we've still got time. And there you go.
There you are.
So we decided to do the Miss Yummy Mixer Questionnaire.
Ooh, I like it.
And let's get started.
Okay.
GWA questions. Duh. Do post tags matter, or do you just read the title?
Oh, yeah. Tags matter.
Yes.
We talked about that. Yeah, yes. Tags matter.
Apparently, a lot of people liked our tag of real sex.
Yeah, I guess so.
Which just reminds me of the HBO show.
Let's watch the hippies do it. It's real sex, 28.
Yes. But yes, tags matter.
Tags matter, yeah. Much more than other
titles.
Titles and stuff, yeah. I admit it, tags matter.
Tags matter.
Yes.
How much time do you spend making or editing in audio? Editing? Not that much. I usually like to do my audios in one or two or three takes, and that's about it.
Yeah. The Halloween one I did a lot of, I did it several times, but I didn't really, I only edited one mistake out. Yes. So not, I haven't done enough to have real time.
And? Well, the penis preference test I did with soft circles, there was no editing.
No, that was unedited.
No.
And unexpurgated.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoy.
Yeah.
The filthy words are intact.
That was fun.
Yes.
After listening to GWA, have you gotten any new kinks? Is growling a kink?
I think growling is a kink. Do you have a kink now?
Yeah, I think it's growling.
Yeah.
If
only I had known.
I know. Growling, spitting.
Ooh.
Yeah. So a lot of guys use spit as lube, and that's kind of hot. Just hearing them spit.
My goodness.
Yeah.
That's a change of heart.
Yeah, and
see, if I had known growling was a thing women liked, I would not have listened to those who told me not to.
I'm going
to
smack some of your ex-girlfriends. I swear to God, every time one of these things, you're like, well, I was told this. Yeah. I want to go back. And unfortunately, like, we're both Facebook friends with them.
Yeah, there you
and
go.
I just want to unfriend them.
It doesn't work, but yeah.
Yo, bitch.
I was given bad advice.
Yeah. Do you like the sound of your own voice? Oh, wait, you didn't answer. Did you get any new kinks?
I didn't get any new kinks. We have done things, but I don't think they're Gone Wild Audio inspired things,
no.
Maybe. But I have discovered there are certain accents I really enjoy there. But they're not kinks. It's not, they're just some people who have really, really pretty accents. And I'm sort of, oh.
Sexy accents.
Oh, that accent's so nice. Some are sexy and some aren't. Some are just, I like the sound of that person's voice.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
What? Do you like the sound of your own voice?
No, not particularly.
Nobody.
Nobody.
I cannot stand the sound of my voice.
I think my voice sounds awful. Reedy and ugh.
Which kind of audio is your favorite?
Well, like I said when we were talking before, that I kind of like the ones that aren't so serious, and I like the ones that have that are fun, that people are having fun doing. Some of the role play type ones are kind of fun, too, and inventive type ones. What ones do you like?
Erotic poems?
Poems, yes.
Scenes? I mean, like scripts, I guess?
Yeah.
And fapping. I like the fapping.
Maybe someday I'll fap for everyone. Wouldn't that be lovely? Maybe in the spring, when the flowers come. Anyway.
Well, see what Santa's got in his sack. That's that December night.
Ooh, hello, ladies.
I think we found a theme. do you have any regrets about clips you have made?
I haven't made enough clips to have regrets.
Exactly. I don't. Yes. I haven't made any enough.
Yes.
So there you go. Do you have a Gone Wild audio crush?
No. And you were surprised about that. I have several people.
You flirt a lot.
I have two people, Sarabi Constance and Cialith, who I talk to a lot. Mm-hmm. And I do flirt. I like talking to Recycled Rose. She's very nice. And I have an ongoing war against O'Rabbit because she's come to doom us all. Natty Prin, where's... No, I'm not even going to go to like the Crucible. No, because she's a witchy woman and we should all fear her.
Yeah, O'Rabbit, there's still salt surrounding my house.
Damn straight.
So,
You bet the stars are right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's got started and now it's just a stupid thing I annoy her with.
Oh, and it's the same with Bare Naked and I.
Yes. I mean, see, there are a lot of running gags.
Yeah, you have running gags with people.
Running gags make the whole world go round.
All right, then the explain yourself.
Explain yourself. Oh, do you have any Gone Wild crushes?
Oh, yes.
So you have crushes, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't listen to enough of the audios. I don't get. Well, I always get to listen to like the first minute and a half.
Yeah.
And then I have to go do things. So it's always like, well, something happened.
I get to listen to at work and.
Yeah. See.
And I get distracted at work when I listen.
Yeah, I don't get that. Like, yeah. I get like, hey, that the first minute and a half of this. Wow, it really. You certainly said things, and then I had to go.
Yeah, no, no. That there, I have.
By the way, this is purely medicinal, folks.
I don't want to say many, but there are some guys there. Some of you gents out there, yeah.
All right then. She gets popcorn popping.
Swoon.
Good for you.
Sploosh.
Sploosh. Oh, honey, nobody's that gay.
All right, explain yourself.
No.
Would you have sex while a porno is being played?
Yes.
What is your
We're married.
What is your most embarrassing or funny sexual experience alone or with someone else?
I recorded this, and if you go to Gone Wild Backstage or just find my username, you'll find it somewhere in there.
It's the Chocolate Donut
Massacre, and you will find the story of the Chocolate Donut Massacre, and I don't think I could come up with a better story than that one.
No, no. And just know that if you do listen to it, yeah, I'm still smacking him.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who...
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
If lying is wrong, are white lies okay?
No. Yes, I mean, yes. Yes. See, I was lying before. white lies are fine. Mm-hmm. And also remember that you can also shut your mouth. That's the other thing. We've gotten this kind of thing where everybody thinks that giving their opinion or telling people awful things is important. You can shut up. If it's not helpful what you're about to say, you don't have to say it. Just keep it to yourself. It's fine. She looks like a dummy. Don't tell her that. There's no reason.
Would you prefer to watch others have sex or have others watch you have sex? I would prefer to watch others have sex.
I would insist on watching others rather than anyone watching me.
This is while we're on Gone Wild.
What a horrible thought. People having to watch me. Ugh, yeesh. That's not a good thought. Ooh.
What is the fastest way to get you to come? I'm skipping some questions.
Oh, well, there were questions we didn't answer. Mm. Questions we had no answer for. What's the fastest way? I don't know. What is the fastest way to get me to come? I have absolutely no idea. I've never tried to make me come before. What about you?
I was just eating my pussy.
Yeah, I mean, if you're just going to cut to it, yeah.
Yeah.
There are lots of things you can do to get my... I know all sorts of things.
Yeah.
About my wife. But if it was just, we got to get this done... Oh, all right. Then I'm just going to cut to the end. I know what to do right now. Do I know what to do?
Yes, you do.
All right. See, I know what to do. So I'll just, boom, cut to it, and it's over.
There you go.
There you are.
What music would you like to have playing while you're having sex? There's music that has to be played while we're having sex if others are in the house.
Yeah, we have to cover a lot of sounds. It's not It's not pleasant. It's a ukulele. No. I don't know. What music I'd like to play? I would like to have maybe classical music playing. I'm not like a Nine Inch Nails Howlin' Monkey music.
Classical?
Maybe. Yeah. If music has to be playing,
you know that puts me to sleep.
Right, exactly. Gonna drop you like a stone. Because then I can just make stuff up. Wow, I passed out. It must have been awesome. I was fantastic. There were angels in the room. You peeled the paint and then just passed out. You started speaking in tongues and that was it. I am that good.
Yes, you were, baby.
Never even got my pants off. Anyway.
Do you think that love equals sex? Do they go hand in hand? Love does not equal
no,
sex.
No, love does not equal sex. Sex does not equal love. But, and I've said this many times.
Yes.
Sex is important to relationships.
Yes, it is.
Yes. So you have to be on the same page. You can both want no sex. You can both want lots of sex. But if it's one person wants a lot and the other person doesn't,
it just
stuff's going to go on. Yeah. You got to come up to some accommodation or something. There. Mm-hmm. There you are.
What do you prefer to be called or say?
Well, until recently, I didn't have anything. And now I like it when you call me daddy.
Yes.
And I like to...
You like to call me kitten or good girl?
Good. Or good. Well, you like both.
Yes,
of those.
I do
and,
like both those.
And another name for you that... Mm-hmm. She who may not be named.
She who must be obeyed.
What do you like?
I like calling you daddy. Yes. I like calling you sir.
Oh.
Every once in a while, sir.
Every once in a while, yes.
But definitely daddy.
Oh, well, definitely daddy.
There you go.
All right.
Are you more of a moaner, screamer, grunter, growler, or silent? I can be a moaner, I can be a screamer, and I can be silent.
Yeah. You're silent and
a, but I'm more
a
of a moaner.
Little bit of a moaner.
A
you're
little?
A moaner, somewhat. Sometimes you're very silent. Sometimes you're back there like...
Well, sometimes
covering your mouth like, no, no.
Sometimes you have to be.
I'm a growler. Yeah. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, you are a growler.
Yes.
What was the worst time you've been turned on?
What is the worst time you've been turned on?
For some reason.
Oh.
For some reason for both of us.
Yeah.
It's a
church. Jeez.
We don't go often, but
no,
when we do.
No, I'm and I sit in the pew, and if you're not there, I start texting my wife just terrible things like, "Oh, what is that? Ah, God. Why?
We are in the house of the Lord."
And I'm just sitting in the pew texting away like, "I want to bend you over the pew and coat people like it's the Gallagher show. Like, oh, it's just terrible. Ah, why?" But you're the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah, see this.
Okay, I'm skipping a bunch of those questions.
Oh.
That's all right. Preferences.
Preferences.
If answer is no, then would you?
All right.
Okay. Do you consider hair pulling sexy? Yes.
Yes. Yes, I do.
I do like it when you pull my hair, baby.
Yes. I don't have the gene that lets me enjoy pain. To me, pain is just pain. Like, I just, ow, what? What do you want now? So, but I also have a shaved head, so there's no hair to pull.
And I have long, luxurious
hair. You do. You have gorgeous raven hair. Oh, my God. You people have no idea. I win. Anyway.
Do you enjoy bondage?
Yes.
Yes.
But I enjoy...
You don't like being tied up.
It's another one of those again. Oh, I'm tied up. Oh. Mm-hmm. A few times this happened, it's been sort of...
Yeah. Does nothing for you.
Does nothing for
does
me.
Does a lot for me.
Yes. But I enjoy tying you up.
Yes.
I really want to do shibari stuff. That was fun.
Yes, that is fun. Mm. Are you into playing with hot wax?
Yes.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Have you ever been with someone older than you? I have.
I have not.
Yeah. What is he? 12 years older than I was.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
You know that one.
Okay.
Okay.
My background is so shallow that it's like, there you go, done.
Would you ever kiss someone of the same sex? Yes.
Yes, probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you ever tried anal? Yes. Have you ever been double penetrated?
Well, me, no. You?
Well, you and a toy.
Yeah, but... do toys count? Because if they do, then...
then, yeah.
She has, yes. In fact... okay, anyway.
Have you ever had sex in public? Yes.
Yes.
Or for counting it.
Yeah, if you're counting a lot of different stuff, then yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. If you're counting anything, if your grandma saw it, she'd say, honey, then yeah. Yeah, I've done stuff.
Yeah, no, yeah. You can't do my grandmother's.
No.
Yeah.
You can't do my grandmother. Well,
no. I'm sorry. You can't do my grandmother's accent.
No, I wasn't planning.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I should have clarified. It is late.
It's late.
Do you like being handled roughly? Yes, I do.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, why not? Yes. I like doing rough handling, and I like... sure, maybe. Never really happened. Yeah, it's never really happened to me.
Are you very verbal in bed?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you want me to shut up. Sure, you're... shut up! Just run the bobsled, will you? Shut up! That's sexy. You? Are you very verbal in bed? What do you think?
I don't think I am.
No, you're not.
I'm very sorry. You sound disappointed.
No, I'm just saying. No, you're not. No. No. Well, here, I'll stroke my ego for a moment. I often get you to a point where you don't really say a lot.
No, no.
And you wouldn't have anything to say anyway. Anything to say on the Middle East situation? What? There you go, honey. No talkie-talkies.
I dream about the Smurfs.
I dream about the Smurfs.
Do you like receiving pain or giving it?
Giving it.
I like receiving it, so there you go.
And that's why we get along so well.
What is your favorite item for spanking?
My hand.
Yours is your hand.
Oh, yeah. Man. Well, my hand, if we're going to just say anything, it's my hand. And because you feel it and the shock goes up your arm and meatiness. If we have to say a device, then... we just got a slapper that I like.
Yeah.
Sort of leather slapping thing. And I like that. It's stiff and I like that. So yeah, I'll go with that. So if it's got to be a thing, then it's the slapper because it makes it makes a good noise.
Okay, random things I just want to know.
Okay.
What's the worst porn you have watched?
I like your answer.
No. What? Remember for Porn Christmas?
Which one?
Was it a butt darts?
Butt darts. No, butt darts wasn't bad. It was just a stupid...
Well, but the situation where we were watching...
Oh, the situation we were watching was very funny. But that's not the porn itself.
Like, yeah, well,
That was just gay porn with only one gay person in the room and everyone else analyzing it.
The hair removal techniques.
Oh, my God. This guy had perfect eyebrows. How did he do that? And his butt was absolutely hairless.
And our friend who we had bought the present for is hiding behind our couch going, why am I watching gay porn with the straight people?
Why am I watching gay porn with straight people? You're ruining it for me! Yeah, it's pretty much what we do.
So yes, we'll have to get to gay Christmas at some point. I mean, porn Christmas, not gay Christmas.
Not gay Christmas.
Porn Christmas.
Porn Christmas.
What's the weirdest fetish you've ever heard of?
The weirdest fetish I've ever heard of? Wow. I have heard of a fair number of weird fetishes, because that's the kind of thing I look up, because I'm into weird things. I read weird books. The weirdest fetish I've ever heard of. Well, I know several of them that just make me, like, freak out. sounding is the one that makes me like, no, 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 that's no. But if you, I mean, if you like it, fine. But nope, not going to happen. Not to me. Thank you, though.
I don't know what that was.
Sounding is the insertion of a metal rod into the urethra of a man.
Ooh.
Yeah, you use it in medical procedures for things, but apparently there are those who find it pleasurable. Mm-hmm. If you do, more power to you, and I'm happy. The thought of a metal bar being inserted into my penis makes me just break camp. Like if the Comanches were coming, I'm out of here. I am gone. No more. Mm-hmm. But I mean, everybody's heard a lot of weird stuff. So. What's wrong with the Japanese, as they say? What are you people doing?
If you became a person of the opposite sex for a day, what would you do?
What would you do?
I think I would pee standing up, but I would be outside marking every tree, I guess.
Would you? Would you just run around the yard peeing on stuff?
Probably.
Whee!
Then jerk off.
I'd have crazy hot lesbian sex with my wife.
There you go.
That's what I would do. Totally. In fact, I wouldn't even look for an explanation. I'd wake up in the morning and be like, hey, boobs, I am all over this. And then that would be it for the day. Mm. Get cable, Mom.
What would you do in life if you did not need to work for money?
If I did not need to work for money, I would be a stand-up comic. Mm-hmm. Sure. Or a philanthropist. Do I have just lots of money? Because if I do, I'd be a philanthropist. That'd be awesome. Just traveling around Bill Gates and things. Like, how much would it cost to solve this? Boom! Write me a check. That would be sweet. What about you?
I would travel.
Yes.
And I would probably open up a bakery and not charge people.
Ooh, I like it. If you show up early enough, you get the food. When it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah, it'd be that. It'd be, okay, it's gone, and... And,
shut the doors.
I'm baking what I want that day, so fuck off. It's nothing but chocolate chip cookies today, folks.
If you want them, get them. If you don't, fuck off. There you go.
I really need some sleep.
Eat it. Yes, we do.
Do you have any scars? Yes.
I'm above the age of 12. I have a scar.
What's
your... None are interesting, so... Okay.
What's your most used phrase, dirty or not?
I have dozens of phrases that I use, and certain people in my life then rabbit them back to me. Mm-hmm. So what's a phrase I use all the time? I know I say sweet, merciful crap all the time.
Yeah, that's one. Sweet, merciful crap.
There ain't a jury that would convict me. There you go. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I have a bunch. I have lots and lots of things that I say all the time.
You do.
And my friends even say them back to me now, mm-hmm. I've noticed. But sweet merciful crap, I say a fair amount. This room's a mess. Sweet merciful crap. So, and you have many to say, but they're all foul. No, not at all. No. Not at all. No.
I say this one at work a lot. There you go.
Yeah, you say lots of phrases at work.
Yeah. The one that I'm most known for is, I say this with a great deal of love and affection, but you're being an asshole right now.
Yeah, you can get away with anything at your work.
I know.
You start setting shit on fire where you work. Woo!
Good, fire me. You can't fire me. I'm the only one that can handle that one.
I know where the bodies are buried.
Okay. When did you last laugh so much it hurt?
I don't remember. Mm. You make me laugh a lot, and I don't remember the last time you laughed. You do.
Yeah.
You're one of the few things that does.
Aw. I think mine was when I did the penis preference test with soft circles.
Yes.
Yeah, that was unedited and, lots of laughing.
Yes.
How do you feel about aliens and ghosts, real or not?
Ghosts are not real. Aliens don't come here.
Why do they keep probing people? Yeah, no. No, I don't.
I don't know.
There you go.
I don't believe in that. I, like I said, I believe the aliens exist, but they don't come here.
So, that's it, folks.
Is that it? Oh.
That is it.
All right, we're going to go to bed.
Yeah. We're tired. Thank you very much for listening, and have a good night.